This is the Federal Retirement Experts Podcast with your host, Gregory Jameson.
Well, hello and welcome in to Federal Retirement Experts. I'm Ben George. He's Gregory Jameson. He's Vice President of Federal Retirement Experts, but he's also a retirement coach. And we got a good show for you today. We want to talk about the survivor benefit, Gregory. So first off, how are you?
Doing great. Thank you.
Good. Yeah, glad to talk to you again and catch up and kind of go through some of these benefits. But this is a really important one we're talking about today, right?
It is. It's an important topic. You know, it's something that we're not electing until we actually are filling out our separation paperwork. So it's something to understand, you know, prior to just retiring and doing your separation paperwork and, you know, making sure your options are clear.
All right, very good. So if you've kind of wondered about the survivor benefit, whether or not it fits for you is something you need, well, hopefully today's conversation will help you with that. But if you have questions afterwards, the best thing to do is to follow up with Gregory and the team at Federal Retirement Experts. You get access to the nation's best federal retirement experts. You can do so by logging on federalretirementexperts.com, or you can also call as well. It's 727-935-2421. So as we talk about survivor benefits today, let's just start with kind of the obvious question for anybody that's maybe not super familiar with it, but what is a survivor benefit and how does it actually work?
Sure. So, you know, survivor benefits are important for federal employees to understand. There's a couple different options when we're talking about FERS employees, which is, you know, the majority of federal employees are FERS. Now, as it relates to the survivor benefit, we have two options when you retire. So we have a 25% benefit or a 50% benefit. So what this means is if we elect the 50% benefit, for instance, this means that your spouse, if you were to pass away in retirement, is going to receive 50% of your benefit going forward. So it's important to make sure, of course, our loved ones are taken care of if there is something that happens to us in retirement. So understanding how this benefit works is important. Now, there is a cost to this benefit, and to provide your spouse with a 50% benefit, it's going to cost you in retirement 10% of your pension. You have another option to do the 25% benefit. So if we're doing the 25% benefit, instead of costing 10, it's going to cost 5% of your pension going forward. So, you know, easy example, let's say we're retiring, our pension is $2,000 per month. You know, we want to do the 50% benefit. Your spouse is going to get then $1,000 a month going forward if something happens to you. Now, as you're in retirement and, you know, enjoying life, we have a 10% cost for the survivor benefit. So if our pension is the $2,000, it's going to cost $200 per month in retirement. So $200 would be deducted from the $2,000. $1,800 is what we'd be looking to receive after the survivor benefit. So there is a cost to it. With the survivor benefit, of course, the benefit paid to your spouse is taxable as income. It's paid monthly in increments. There's no lump sum option. And it's also non-transferable. So these are some of the kind of pitfalls, maybe, or cons, you might say, of the survivor benefit. Being non-transferable is maybe the biggest one. You know, as we go through retirement, you know, people are living longer and longer. And over the course of, you know, 10, 20, 30 years in retirement, in this case, you know, the example, we use $200 per month for the 10% cost. I mean, we're talking about tens of thousands of dollars, if not more, you know, over the course of your retirement. Now, let's say after 20 years in retirement, your spouse were to predecease you. Well, all of the money paid into it by that time, it all goes away. And it can be a significant amount of money. So it's understanding all of your options with this benefit and being able to make the right choice for you and your family.
Yeah, we want to help you understand some of those benefits today and kind of weigh those pros and cons a little bit more. But just kind of hearing you talk about it and explain that, do most people that you talk to, most federal employees, do they lean towards not opting into that? Because it does sound a pretty significant amount of money, because oftentimes we think about the present, right? Before we think about, hey, what could this mean in 15 or 20 years? It seems like to me, a lot of people might just say, it's maybe a little bit too expensive for me.
Right. And you know, it might make sense to think that way. And there's a correlation between the survivor benefit and the spouse's health care in retirement that we have to take into consideration. So many federal employees have their spouse on their health care with the government. Now, if we do not elect a survivor benefit in retirement, and let's say, you know, some time passes and the federal employee passes away, we did not elect a survivor benefit, the spouse is then not going to receive anything, of course, from the pension, but she'll also be permanently removed from the health care, the federal employee health benefits plan, which is a big deal. You know, it's one of the best benefits, as we've talked about previously, highly subsidized. So we want to make sure our spouse is always on our health insurance, no matter what. And so by electing a survivor benefit, it makes sure that no matter what happens, the spouse will always have health care. So for federal employees, you know, maybe we have great income. We've saved diligently. We've done the right things through our career. We have a nest egg. You know, maybe the home is paid off. Kids are grown up. There isn't as much of a need for providing such a significant benefit, you know, in the event the federal employee passes away to the spouse. So maybe instead of doing the 50% benefit in that case, we do the 25% benefit. So that's only going to cost 5% of the pension instead of 10, but it's going to make sure that the spouse is always on the health care. So that's okay. The big difference. It doesn't matter which option we elect. Either option is going to allow the spouse to stay on the healthcare. When they receive the survivor benefit, if the, of course, the federal employee passes away, the healthcare is going to be deducted from the survivor benefit. So before they receive it. So in many times, you know, the healthcare gets paid for by the survivor benefit. And if there is anything left over, the pension isn't enough to cover the healthcare costs for the with the survivor benefit. In that case, you know, they'll simply send a bill to the spouse that she'll have to pay a little difference there.
So that's a big significant part of the discussion, right? Is, hey, you want to keep your spouse on the healthcare plan, and this is the way to do it. So something to keep in mind there if you're considering it. Well, you know, obviously everybody's situation is going to be different. So when they come in, they sit down and meet with you or somebody on the Federal Retirement Experts team, you'll be able to dive in a little bit more deeper into their specific situation. But just kind of generally speaking, are there any people that may not want or need this survivor benefit?
Sure. So, you know, a lot of federal employees are retired military. They have TRICARE. You know, they're not even on the government health care. And with their military pension, a lot of them have survivor benefits with that pension as well. So, you know, people that don't have the government health care may not be as inclined to take the survivor benefit as someone that does have the government health care. So that's a major piece right there to kind of understand, because if we're looking at just the survivor benefit alone and not talking about health care in the conversation at all, and we're just talking about the survivor benefit, we want some kind of benefit going to our spouse, you know, if something happens to us. We want our spouse taken care of. Well, there's other options potentially for someone in that case. Maybe it's life insurance. You know, life insurance is a lump sum instead of paid in increments that's paid to the wife and then or the spouse, rather. And it's not taxable at all. So it's tax-free money in a lump sum going to the spouse, and it is transferable. So that's the biggest difference there, is that, you know, you may be able to find better benefits through a life insurance plan. Now, with that being said, we have to qualify for life insurance. You know, as we get older and as we may develop more conditions, maybe we don't qualify for life insurance. So that's something else to really understand. Maybe the survivor benefit is our best option in that case, to provide something to the spouse. So it's understanding, you know, your unique situation and helping guide you in the right direction.
That, and that's important too for people that, that want to help out and make sure their spouse is taken care of. It's so important to people to make sure that when they're gone, that, you know, their spouse and their significant other is taken care of. So there could be some other options around outside of the survivor benefits potentially. So again, this is why you want to work with an expert to kind of have a better feel for what's best for you, what best fits your needs and that sort of thing. I don't think you mentioned this. And as someone that's not a federal employee, Gregory, this is a question that came to mind immediately for me, but is this something you can turn on and off? I mean, is it something you can opt into and then maybe say in 10 or 15 years, actually I don't need this anymore, or vice versa, don't think you need it, but hey, in 10 years, oh, actually, you know what? I do want to turn this on.
You know, it's a good question. You have to turn it on when you retire. So there is no option to later on, you know, add a survivor benefit, you know, after we've retired. It's something we have to do in our separation paperwork. It's important to understand it, you know, ahead of time, to have a plan in place and have our ducks in a row so we can plan accordingly and make sure that our significant other is taken care of and our family in the event, you know, worst case scenario.
Well, very good. I know one thing that you can do if you're interested to learn more about this, obviously go to the website, federalretirementexperts.com. Also jot down the phone number, 727-935-2421. But I know that the team offers this federal employee benefits analysis. It's a free thing that you offer any federal employee over the age of 55. But I know one thing that the analysis covers is the survivor benefits, correct? So can you kind of just give somebody a quick glance into what that analysis is all about?
Sure. So it's a comprehensive report we do for all federal employees. I've mentioned it before. It's like having your own personal retirement benefits seminar when you work with us. We work directly with you, answer all of your questions. We know exactly what you need to do going forward, and we break down all of the different circumstances and ways that you can structure your retirement to maximize retirement for you going forward. So the it does break down the survivor benefit. We talk about, you know, what it looks like after 20 years in retirement. How much would you have actually paid into this benefit? Maybe 30 years. You know, what are our accumulated costs over time with this? And, you know, does it make sense to take the 50% benefit or the 25% benefit for FERS employees? CERS employees have a little bit of a different structure that we're, of course, happy to explain and really dig in detail on. But it's understanding these benefits, how they work for you, and having something tangible that you can hold, knowing that you can retire confidently when the time comes.
Again, just log on, federalretirementexperts.com. When you're on there, you'll see it on the right on the front of the page. White button says, get your free federal employee benefits evaluation. You can also click the button that says schedule a meeting today if you want to sit down and actually work with one of the experts and have that first conversation with them to try to figure out not only your survivor benefits, but any other questions you might have about retirement and what that might look like for you and your family. Anything else you want to add, Gregory, before we close it out?
Federal employees have great benefits. Retirement is very important. Federal employees work such long careers. They save diligently in many circumstances, and understanding these benefits, putting a plan together is very important, and we're happy to help federal employees through this important transition.
Absolutely. Well, we hope this video has been helpful for you today. If you have questions about survivor benefits, please reach out and connect with the Federal Retirement Experts online, but also on Facebook as well to learn more. We appreciate you watching.
Thank you.
We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. Federal Retirement Experts is a wholly owned subsidiary of Jamison Financial Solutions.
This material has been provided by a licensed insurance professional for information and educational purposes only and is not endorsed or affiliated with the Social Security Administration or any government agency. It is not intended to provide and should not be relied upon for accounting, legal, tax, or investment advice. The information and opinions contained in this program have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. They are given for informational purposes only and are not a solicitation to buy or sell any of the products mentioned. The information is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation.